Go.
Welcome, everyone. This is a Board of Adjustment meeting for January the 10th, 2013. Could I have a roll call, Lisa?
Falk.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here.
Johnson. Stranger.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here. The procedures of the board are, this is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. It is responsibility of the board to interpret the city's zoning ordinance as far as special uses and variances are concerned. And each member has had an opportunity to go out and review the site in question and come back to make a decision. Next item is the review of the minutes for the November 8th meeting. Is there a motion on that?
So moved.
Second. Sorry.
There's been a motion to approve the minutes of the November 8th meeting. Can we have a vote, Lisa?
Falk.
Aye.
Gallagher?
Yes.
Stranger?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Aye. The fourth item is the board to review and approve the 2012 Board of Adjustment annual report. Are there any questions about that?
I move we approve the report and place it on file.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been approved and seconded. Would you call the vote, please?
Falk?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Stranger?
Yes.
Gallagher?
Aye. The next item is election of officers. We have a chairman and a vice chairman. Currently, I'm apparently the chairman, and Dave is the vice chairman. Is there any motions on the floor?
I'd move that we elect the existing officers by acclamation.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any other questions? Can we have a roll call, Lisa?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Stranger?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Well, that was easy.
At least you didn't vote against yourself.
The next item is two items in one, apparently. It's case number 13-001 at 3222 and 3236 Beartooth Court. It's a request for a fitness center to be considered to be a similar and compatible or permitted or special use allowed by an I-2 district submitted by GRD Development. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This site is located on the west side of Beartooth Court. Beartooth Court being in an I-2 general industrial district. And the site is outlined. It's the two lots that are outlined in the graphic being displayed before you. Previously, in October of 2011, the board approved a fitness center across the street from this location in the site now being highlighted for a low-intensity eight clients or less at one time fitness center. The site plan for this facility is as shown. It will be an L-shaped building, 15,000 square feet, and will provide approximately 24 parking spaces, off-street parking spaces, parking to be directly in front of the building in the middle of the L as shown on the display. If allowed, the building would match the established aesthetics of the surrounding development down in this industrial area. This business, if allowed, will cater to young, and by young I mean under driving age students and children, and will provide a wrestling training center, fitness center. Therefore, the applicant believes that most of the clients will be routinely dropped off and picked up, and therefore the 24 parking spaces will be sufficient, and the design of the parking lot will be conducive to this type of activity of being picked up and dropped off. That is the request specifically for the variance to reduce the required parking space. Staff used gymnasium to calculate what the parking spaces would be. That came out to like 200 spaces. Keeping in mind that gymnasiums are very all-encompassing, that would be the same as like the gymnasium at Pleasant Valley or Bettendorf High School, which of course has numerous spectators that can show up when a game is going on with rivalries between close teams. So staff certainly acknowledges that the 200 is a very high number, probably inappropriate for the type of setting down here, and that's why they're asking you to consider the reduction to 24 spaces. They're also asking you to consider this type of drop-off, pickup facility to be similar and compatible to other uses allowed in the I-2 district. One of the other special uses in the I-2 district is under section 1623, which states a special use is allowed for a child care center. Same type of thing, people drive in, drop the children off, leave, and then when it's time to pick the children up afterwards, come and pick them up. Very few cars are parked there throughout the duration of the time that the business is open. So they're also asking you to equate that as a special use that's similar and compatible. If the building use ever does change and reverts back to the predominant use in this area of industrial warehousing in the future, then the 24 spaces appears to be sufficient. Certainly, if the use were to change, staff would apply all of the appropriate codes to that change, and if it did not meet the code requirements, then they would be required to come back and go through the site plan procedures through the Planning and Zoning Commission to make sure that they do apply by all of the code requirements. Due to all these facts, I guess the applicant is asking the board to consider this fitness center use as to be described as similar and compatible, to be low intensity for the surrounding properties. Staff acknowledges that overflow parking on Beartooth Court has been an issue in the past, and staff would recommend that if approval is given for this specific type of fitness center, that it be conditioned on this specific type of center, where it's very young children that are not going to be driving to and from it, and further conditioned on the fact that people do not routinely park, patrons do not routinely park on Beartooth Court. As the chairman mentioned at the beginning of this agenda item, this request is actually for two decisions or votes, one for the board to vote on a special use permit, and then secondly, a request for the variance in parking. If the special use permit fails, then the request for the variance for parking would not even be needed. I believe that summarizes the issue before you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Question, John. Is this a public or private street?
Beartooth is a public street.
And has the city given any thought about making it parking on one side only or no parking at all?
There's been several discussions between community development and the police department. I don't know if that discussion has ever occurred, but...
It has been considered by the police department. And they didn't want to set that precedent in an industrial area. So.
It just seemed to be a handicap for the tenant there that if they can't park on the street and there's no signs, they don't know.
Yeah.
It would be a little bit of an inconvenience, you know, for them and as well as the owner. So
the police department has decided not to ask for that request for restricting parking or no parking.
Okay, because if there's no signs, technically they can park there. Is that a 27-foot or 31-foot street?
Kevin, is that 31 or 38? That might be 38 in an industrial zone. Yeah.
Well, then it's plenty wide, yeah. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this item? You want to go back to the podium, please?
Yes.
Jeff Miller. My company's Premier Partners. I represent the proposed tenant in this development. For some clarity, this is more of a cross-training, multi-sport, sports acceleration type facility. You're really taking young athletes and working with them in their individual sports. areas within this complex would cover wrestling, football, baseball, among other things. So it's not just a wrestling facility. Also, Craig Wagner would have been here tonight to talk about this in my place, but he's at the Bettendorf Assumption Wrestling Meet with his charges. So the building is also being developed for future use for similar uses within the park as it currently exists. As an example, there'll be multiple overhead doors built into the project because we think this is probably going to last for maybe 5 years before he moves on to do something bigger. This is also a multi-school jurisdictional use facility already. They've shown that the need for this is quite broadly based. And I do commend Mr. Wagner for stepping up and putting his money where his mouth is on this. So we've done everything we can to try to maximize the building site for his proposed use, maximize the parking, keeping in mind the fact that a lot of this will be drop-off use, and acknowledging that there may be some overflow parking on the street. And we welcome a affirmative response.
Does anyone have any questions from for Mr. Miller?
Do we have any idea what the general hours of operation for this would be?
You might need to help me out with that, Kevin. I don't recall. Most of it's weekends, after school hours. I mean, because of the kids and they're dropping off.
Year-round?
Because of the multi-sport disciplines, it can be year-round. And the reason it makes some sense for Mr. Wagner to do this is because he does have some year-round income for this.
Has any thought been given to how are we going to handle unattended youth? Because this, the nature, in my view, the nature of dropping children off and picking them up is not a particularly scientific one in terms of timing. And, you know, you're going to end up with unattended youth, unoccupied youth, and maybe unsupervised youth. And that's a question I have. So one of my questions is, what allowances have we made for that, for both the impact of the neighborhood on the youth and the youth on the neighborhood?
I think, first of all, supervisory aspects are, because of the age of the athlete, they will be supervised, okay, on site, in the building.
I mean, I'm thinking in terms of after their session is over and dad or mom isn't there to pick them up yet. Now what happens?
Well, there's areas within, there's locker rooms inside here, Dave. There's areas to waiting areas.
Okay.
There's going to be small office areas.
So that's the question I'm asking.
Right.
Allowances have been made for unattended youth?
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed Any other to questions put them on from the sidewalk. Mr. Miller?
Go play on the highway.
You have any other questions?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, does the board have any questions?
I guess the question that I have is, I'm trying to sort out the difference between the application that we had last year for special use
across the street
mm-hmm. and this application. I mean, other than the age of the participant.
What's I presume difference? The other one will be, is Craig going to close the other one down then?
That's not even.
It's unrelated.
There are two different entities, aren't there?
Yes.
Yeah. And it's still going? It's still functioning?
Yes, we were down there today. And
it's okay.
Yes.
Okay.
As a comment, I know last night I went up 14th Street, and that youth gym that they have there where the old bowling alley was, the cars were parked over at the youth furniture place, and the lot was plumb full. So they get a lot of participation in the evening in that facility. So anyway, would someone like to make a motion on this item?
I move to accept the proposal as stated Case, oh gosh.
13001 and 13002. With the conditions that the city applied as far as the parking and as far as the tenant leaving the occupancy of the current building and so forth. Is that correct, Mary?
The occupancy of?
This building, when they terminate their lease.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm sorry.
With the city.
Yes,
put
with
in the
city's recommendations.
Yeah, the city's recommendation. Okay. Is there a second to that motion?
I'll second it.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve case 13-001 and 13-002 at 3222 and 3236 Beartooth Court. Can I have a roll call, Lisa?
Falk?
Aye.
Gallagher?
Aye.
Spranger?
Aye.
Bolliger?
Aye. Is there any further business to be brought before the commission?
Nothing further. Thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you.